Blog Talk Radio.
Molly, let's go get him!
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for His glory? If you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story. Every place that's dark, He will bring it to light. Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right. See, I include myself. I cast my own stone. I'm the man in the mirror, y'all. I can see my wrong. But I'm here by grace. Through Christ by faith. I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that, give me that.
Anybody tired? You want the show to end? Get the actors off stage and let church begin. Do you want a revolution? You want to hear new songs? See, God is cleaning up house. At first He's starting right at home. Now my miracle water, prayer calls for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that,
you said,
give me that,
we said,
give me
yes.
I need to hear you,
yeah.
Give me that joy I can't explain.
I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Somebody say give me that. Come on, say give me that. If you want them to give it to you, let me hear you say oh. Let me hear you say oh, oh, oh. That joy that I can't explain. Little extra peace to ease the pain. Give me the love that will never change. Somebody ought to say, give me that. Huh? Give me the power to walk away. When another God wanna take your place. As much as you as I can take. Somebody say, give me that. How about see it? Give me that. To God be the glory. We thank you tonight for tuning in once again, champions. Unto the undisputed truth. Good God Almighty, we want to be in your corner. We want to stand there and make you an undisputed champion in Christ. 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Henrico, Virginia. We bring you greetings. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. We are going to get into the Word of God tonight. I want to talk to you about a refuge, a lasting refuge. Amen. As you turn into Psalms 46, I want to give honor to my awesomely divine, inspired, better part of me, wife tonight, Lady T. Marie Monroe Butler, Thelma Monroe Butler, I give her so many names, to God be the glory. Listen, your weekly workout, you got to come back tomorrow night. Hear a word from the awesome woman of God as she goes into the bread of life and bless our soul. Come back on Friday night to the Honorable Matthew McNeil, my yokeman in the gospel. Amen. Tied to the hip and delivering souls. More than anything, come back Sunday morning. If you don't have a church, you're not involved in the church, come join MCI, Mount Carmel International Ministry, Sunday morning worship, 9 a.m. with the Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. To God be the glory. We gonna get into the Word of God today. Somebody say, give me some of that. We're going to give it to you. Amen. Trust that you have it. Praise God. We're going to begin at the first verse, and we are going to try to cover this short chapter. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We're talking about an everlasting refuge. Amen. Psalms 46 and verse 1 declares, God is. And if we could just take our time and dissect the Word of God tonight, lay some foundation. We don't want to go too fast. But the Bible declares that God is. So when you see the foundational beginning of the text, when the sons of Korah wrote this, they were giving praise to God. Honoring his majesty, honoring his power. And they said, God is. Now, if we pause right there, you might go left, I might go right, they may go up, and somebody else may go down. But once you read that first part, you got to ask yourself, God is blank. And I have to ask you to dig inside your spirit and say, God is what? Hallelujah. What is God to you? Who is God to you? How is God? Why is he God? Well, these are questions that can come after this particular portion that they're letting us understand that they want to magnify what God is. And tonight, it's a refuge. I'm going to talk to you about God being a refuge. Do you know that a refuge is a place of safety? A refuge is a place, glory be to God, of a surety. A refuge is a place, glory be to God, where you don't have to worry. There's no worry, there's no doubt, there's no fear, because you are at a place of refuge. So that's where they're opening up saying, God is our refuge. Not only is he a refuge, but God can fortify you there. This is what they're laying out from the beginning. He's not just a refuge. He's not just your place of peace. He's not just your place of protection. He's not just your place, glory be to God, of assurance, but he will fortify you with strength to remain there. Can I take my time today? Listen, you don't need a refuge that you ain't strong enough to stand in. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. You don't need a place of safety that you can't make it to. You don't need a place of safety, glory be to God, that you don't have strength to stand in or on. So he didn't just say God is a refuge. He said God is my refuge and strength, meaning that, glory to God, you're strong enough to stand there. It don't take a lot to get there. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me yet. All you need is faith to get to the refuge. All you need is faith to stay in the refuge. Do you know physically you don't have to be there? We have a refuge that you don't have to physically go to. If the refuge was a physical place to go to, then all you need from the enemy is to be attacked while you're somewhere you can't make it back to that place. That's why he says he's our refuge and strength, meaning that, glory to God, you always have strength to get there. Now, then, in verse 1, he says, he's a very present help. A very present help. Meaning that it don't take God no time to help you. He's a very present help. You hear a lot of preachers and a lot of church people say he's a very present help in the time of trouble. But if you look at the scriptures, glory to God, and you look at the original translators, it doesn't say that he's a help in the time of trouble. I heard a very prominent preacher said, when there's trouble down here on earth, you can call up to heaven. And while trouble is stirring up down there on earth, God will be working it out up in heaven. So what happens in the meantime? What happens in the meantime while the trouble is stirring up here on earth and you calling up to heaven to send the answer or the blessing or the strength or the help down from heaven? He is not a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a very present help in the trouble. Come on, somebody. You got to stop thinking you got to call God when something go wrong. You can call him if something go wrong, but you're better off knowing that he's already there. Good God Almighty. You don't have to stop thinking at all, well, when I get sick, let me ask God to heal me. Well, you can say I'm already healed. Y'all ain't talking to me. When I'm not feeling, glory to God, the joy, I don't have to ask God to send down joy. I don't got to leap for joy. I don't got to run for joy. I'm going to walk in joy. He's a very present help in trouble. That means when the trouble get there, you ain't even going to hardly recognize it. Know why? because it's going to run into your refuge. What good is having a refuge that's not there when trouble get there? Some of us is waiting to call God on the situation. But if you let God reign, if you let God dwell, y'all won't hear me yet. You don't have to call God on the devil. You don't have to call God on situations. God said, I'm already up in it if you allow me to be. Would you allow God today to meet your troubles at the door? Or are you going to let your troubles in and then call God to come? He's not a very present help in time of trouble. He's help in trouble. Come on. He said, because he's help in trouble, therefore shall we not fear. There's no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. If you have a refuge, there's no evil that can befall you. Come on, somebody. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. He said, glory be to God. You don't have to worry if you have a refuge. He said, I'll cover you with my feathers. Can I just talk today? He said, and under my wings shall you trust. I'm talking about an everlasting covenant, an everlasting refuge. Let me tell you today, good God Almighty, you don't have to run and hide every time you go through a storm. When we understand that he's a help in trouble, I said, anytime the devil try to stir up a storm, you don't have to run and hide and wait for God. Oh, I'm not saying trust in nothing else, but hear what I am saying. Most time when the storm come, when the rain come, you see all of the birds heading south, trying to outrun the storm. Y'all don't hear me. Sound like some saints of God. We trying to outrun the devil. You running from him. You running from the situation. You running from the storm. You trying to outrun the enemy. And he on your tail. But the eagle don't run from the storm. Glory be to God, somebody. God said he'll mount up as wings of eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. What is he talking about? He's talking about using him for a refuge. Glory be to God. Using him for shelter. Using him for a covering. So that when the enemy comes in like a flood. Or as somebody said, when the enemy comes in, period. Like a flood. I like that, because God will lift up a standard like a flood. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, you don't have to run if you have refuge. You don't have to hide if you're under the shadow of his wings. Do you know why other birds run? Because they don't trust in God. Can I just share some things tonight? Can I just share with you what trusting in God will do? Can I just share with you what faith in God will do? Let me tell you about the eagle. Not only what makes the eagle not run from the storm is because he turns to the storm. And he look it head on, face to face. Come on, somebody. He trusts God so much that he turned to the storm. And he speak to it. I'm telling you, champion, today it's time to stop running. It's time to start trusting God. It's time to start speaking those things that be not as though they were. Glory be to God. It's time to speak to that storm and tell it to cease. Jesus did not run from the storm. Jesus turned to the storm and he spoke to it. And that's what the eagle does. The eagle turns to the storm. Good God Almighty. He began to fly right into it. And the wind, the air, the spirit. See, the air is the breath. The breath is the spirit. See, it's the spirit. He flies right into it and let the spirit get up under his wings. That's his refuge. And it takes him over the cloud. How many people know that the rain comes from the cloud? And most birds are afraid to fly over the cloud. Good God Almighty. They're afraid their faith won't lift them up over the storm. But I want to tell a champion out there today, it's time to get over it. It's time to rise higher than it. It's time to speak to it. It's time to look it in the face by faith. Look it in the face by faith and speak to that thing and rise up over it. Somebody say, give me that. Say, give me that. Let me tell you what's available. When you begin to fly over your situation, when you begin to fly over the clouds that try to rain on your parade, you begin to soar, it's called. Do you know that an eagle soars? Let me talk a little longer. We're going to get back to the scripture. Soaring is when you choose not to use your own strength. You ever see some birds, they just be flapping their wings. They be fighting and trying so hard. Using so much energy to stay afloat. Well, some champions, some Christians are the same way. You can watch their life and you see how hard they're trying to stay afloat. You see how hard they're trying to look happy. You look at somebody worshiping. You see how hard they're trying to get a breakthrough, dancing before the Lord. You see, you can really look and see some people trying real hard. They're flapping their wings. Y'all don't hear me. It's a whole lot of church people flapping their wings. And yes, they are flying a little bit. Glory to God. But they're working too hard. They're trying too hard. The eagle do not flap his wings so much like that. He may flap them to get to a place in God. To get to a place where the air or the spirit can get up under his wings. You heard this song. You are the wind beneath my wings. They're talking about getting to a place where you don't have to flap every 2 seconds. Okay. Hey, somebody flapping right now. Flapping real hard, trying to understand, hallelujah, what God is doing. You're flapping real hard, trying to understand why your ministry ain't coming forth. You're flapping real hard, trying to find out what's going on in your family with your children. You're flapping real hard. You have to let God raise you up. He that wait on the Lord shall renew his strength. He shall mount up with wings as eagles. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll exalt you. He'll mount you up. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about that eagle. We're going to move on. Do you know that the eagle has been studied and timed? That once he reached a certain altitude in God, he hadn't flapped his wings for 5 hours. Listen to me. And he covered the space of 100 miles. Hear me today, child of God. When he got to that place in the spirit, he didn't flap his wings. for over 5 hours. And he covered the space of 100 miles. While the other birds was flapping every tenth of a second to stay up and running from the storm. Hallelujah! Ask God to give it to you. Tell him, give him, give me that. Listen, he's a very help in trouble. You should not fear. Though the earth be removed, mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. Though waters rise and be troubled. Come on. Though the mountains shake, was swelling thereof. None of those things, people of God, shall stray you. Though the mountains shake, was swelling thereof. The Bible declared that there is a river. Ah, there's a river. Thank God for there's a river flowing from Emmanuel's veins today. I want to tell somebody who's not saved. I'm going to tell somebody who walked away. I want to tell somebody who's on their way back. Don't you worry. There is a river. Hallelujah. There's a river for God's people. There's a river of blood flowing from Emmanuel's veins. And it's for the healing of a nation. It's for forgiveness of sin. Good God Almighty, it's for you to be forgiven. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. There shall no evil befall you because there's a river. Good God Almighty, hallelujah to God. He says, glory to God, with his stripes you are healed because of the river. Good God Almighty, when you need forgiveness, you can go to God because there is a river. Wherefore make glad the city of God. It is the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. I want to tell you, God established that thing on Calvary's cross. He established it on Golgotha Hill. He established it, glory be to God, when we were without strength. In due time, he died for the ungodly. God sent his son, oh God, for he so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to let you know there is a river. Good God Almighty, and that river is flowing from Emmanuel's vein. It's a fountain, good God Almighty, that you can go and you can drink from. Good God Almighty, it's a fountain that covers you in sin. It's a fountain, glory to God, that covers you in danger. It's a fountain that restores your soul. It's a fountain, come on somebody, that will lead you into righteousness. There's a fountain, there's a river, glory to God, and it's flowing through Emmanuel's vein today. I would not trust the sweetest rain, but I'll wholly lean on Jesus' name. Somebody ought to know today it's on Christ, the solid rock, you shall stand. Because all other ground is sinking sand. I want to tell you about an everlasting refuge today. I'm going to tell you about a help, a very present help in trouble. There is a river God is in the midst of, and it shall not be moved. The Bible declares he will help us. Come on, people of God. Y'all reading with me? He said he will help us. It's time out for acting like you don't need help. It's time out for acting like you learned enough that you don't need help. That you walk good enough here that you don't need help. Somebody ought to talk to me. God Almighty, it's time out for thinking you don't need a refuge. You don't need a covering. You can do what you want in God. You can act how you want in God. You can go where you want in God. You can say what you want in God. I'm telling you, you need a refuge. You better watch your words. I don't like to use the word better, but I beseech you by the mercies of God, you shall be held accountable for every idle word that you speak, every soul you destroy, every innocent blood that you talk against. You need a refuge. And there is a river. there's a place that you have to dwell in. So you can stop flapping your wings. You can stop trying so hard. You look the part. You act the part. But Kurt just told us in the song today, everybody got a title. But do he know your name? Do you know your name? Do he know your name? You know your title? We need help. He shall help us. And the Bible declares in that right early, you don't have to call in the time of trouble. Let him be there in the trouble. Praise God today, champion. We thank you. We thank you for pulling the word of God into your spirit today. I see it falling on good ground today. I see it taking root, glory to God. I see it breaking up fallow ground. I see as the words are coming out, it's doing the work. Is it you today, champion? Don't you listen to another sermon and not let it take root. Don't you read another scripture and not let it do the work. Don't you deliver a word to somebody and not let God's spirit be in the forefront. To God be the glory. He shall help us. And that right early. Do you know, child of God, the Bible declares in verse 6 that the heathen ranged. Do you know who the heathens are? They are people that don't know God. The Bible never bashed them. The Bible never fretted itself because of them. It only lets us know that there's a time that the heathen is going to rage. They're raging right now. They have flooded the earth with concepts. Hear me, child of God. They have set the status quo. The heathen have declared what's politically correct. There's more fighting going on than ever before with the heathens. You have millionaires getting paid millions to play sports and turn around and say, I don't want to be interviewed. You have two sides fighting all over the place. The heathen are raging. And the kingdoms are being moved. Wars in all places. We're nearing the end of time. But I'm so glad that the next words say, he uttered his voice. Good God Almighty, I want to encourage you today. It doesn't matter what's going on. If God utters his voice, that's the authority in the earth. So I want to let you know today, don't you bow to nothing. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have an everlasting refuge. You have authority from the one who holds all authority. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. He has you covered, child of God. You just have to, what do I say next? Be still. Talking to you, body of Christ. Be still. The heathen is raging. Kingdoms is moving. Things are happening. And we cannot be all over the place. Be still under this covering that we have. He didn't say just be still. He said be still and know. Because if you don't know, you won't be still. If you don't know, you'll be searching for answers other ways. If you don't know, you'll be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You got to know who your God is. So starts out by saying God is. You have to know, child of God, that he is. He's what? He's my help. He's my strength. He's my vision. He's my hearing. Y'all don't hear me yet. He's my way maker. Habasanda. He's everything that I need. Be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted. We know what the end is going to be. Child of God, do you know what the end is going to be? You got to know that we've read the story already. We know how this ends. Be still. Do your part. Be led by your God. Stay under the refuge. Because no matter what comes at you, if he utters his voice, everything melts. Can I tell you something? I know things get hard, child of God, today. I know things can try to pull up fear. But God assured us. He brought assurance. In verse 7, he said, the Lord of hosts is with us. Here goes the assurance. He said, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Letting us know that he's been with you before he changed your name. Oh, y'all don't hear me? He's been with you before he delivered you. He was with you before he set you free. He was with you before he called you out of darkness. He was with you before he gave you a name change. He's been covering you since you was a child. Don't you remember? He's been covering you, glory to God, in the tough spots. Don't you remember? He's been covering you, and he's brought you through. He says, come, behold the works. That's what he wants us to do today. Behold the work. Behold the power. The Bible says, praise him for all his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Behold the works. All you got to do is see God's hand that moved already. If you see the hand that moved already, you understand that he has control of everything. Listen, champion. He said, what desolations that he has made in the earth. They mean that thing that had so much life, had so much strength, it had so much power. He zapped the strength out of it. That thing that had a condition over you, that thing that was all up in your business, that thing that was all up in your life, that thing you couldn't let go of, that thing that was living with the Holy Ghost inside of you. He said, don't you see what desolations I've made? He said, I took the sting out of death. Oh, death, where is the sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory. God says, I'll take the life out of it. No, you don't got power to quit, but God said, I'll snatch the life out of it. No, you don't have power over that man. You don't have power to leave that woman. He said, I'll snatch the life out the relationship. Do you see what desolations I've made? He said, I'll snatch the power off Satan. Whatever grip he got on you. See what desolations I've made in the earth? He's telling us that, listen, I got this. He said that I will make wars cease. And I'm not just talking countries. He said, whatever you got going on, that's a fight. I'll bring peace to it. How many people need the war to stop? Some people are still warring inside of their soul. They're warring inside of their mind. They're warring inside of their heart. They're warring in their home, warring on the job, warring in the church. Y'all ain't talking man to me. But it's a whole bunch of warring going on, and you can't seem to get it to end. Nobody wants to quit. Everybody wants to fight to the end. And God said, I'll cause it to cease. You don't have to go to the altar. Warring with that thing anymore. God said, you can bring it to me. I'll cause it to cease. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to fight it another day. He said, and I'll give you authority. I'll give you authority to break the bow. Sometimes it's not the arrow that you gotta duck. You can't keep running around blocking arrows with your shields and absorbing fiery darts of the wicked. Child of God, it's time to know that you can break the bow. You can stop that enemy from everything he tried to form. By getting in that refuge, by being still and knowing that he's God, by understanding that he's help in trouble. You don't have to run to God. Stay in him. You don't have to lock into faith. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Child of God, he's a very present help. That means he's there already. He's present. Do you ever hear a roll call? When they call different people's names, absent, absent, present, that means they're there. You got to know God is already in you. The hope of glory. Stop thinking you got to get him from outside in the atmosphere somewhere. Stop thinking you got to call through galaxies to get him. Stop thinking you got to call for months to get him. Good God Almighty, you got to know how to ascendiate that he's there in you. The hope of glory. Start walking like him. Talking like him. Speaking like him. Commanding things that be not as though they were. Break the bow. Cut the spear asunder. He said, the Lord of hosts is with us. He's with you. He's not with the heathen. Stop comparing yourself to the heathen. Do you know that the heathens, they believe in the natural, I'm leaving with this one. I'm flowing right now in the spirit. To God be the glory. Do you know the heathens are like the Christians in Rome? Rome was flooded with heathens to the point that the church people start acting like them. They start thinking like them. They start believing like them. They start living like them. And in Romans 1, God said, y'all have taken, glory be to God, the way of the heathen. Good God Almighty, and y'all have tried to change the glory of God. Hallelujah. To the image of likeness of men. Good God Almighty. He said, glory be to God, that y'all have tried to make God, who is a spirit, to see in the natural, to live in the natural, and to act like he's in the natural. Good God Almighty, but that's because they was living with the heathens. Heathens have paganistic lifestyles. That's what make them heathen. They don't believe in God. They believe in nature. They believe in natural things. Glory to God. But you have to let them understand. We believe in a refuge. We believe in a God that uttered his voice and the earth melt. That's what we believe in, child of God. Amen. To God be the glory. Listen, can I just read something in your hearing? See, it's something about the heathens. Glory be to God. They take away from the life we live. They take away from how we believe. Come on here. See, look at in Romans 1 and 21. You'll see what they did by having a paganistic mindset. That's why God said you have to have your mind transformed, because you have a paganistic mindset. Good God Almighty, he told the Christians at Rome, he said, because that when you knew God, you glorified him not as God. Neither was thankful, but you became vain in your imagination, and your foolish heart was darkened. He said they were professing themselves to be wise, but they became fools hanging around paganistic people, trying to take God to be, think like we think, trying to act like God's supposed to feel like we feel, trying to act like God's supposed to treat people the way we treat people. We don't understand that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and neither is his ways our ways. As far as the heavens is from the earth, so far are his ways different than our ways. And until we can let him cover us, and not us try to be him, we are becoming fools more and more. The Bible declares, be still and know that he is God. He said, as we become fools, we change what? The glory. We trying to change the glory of an uncorruptible God. And God said, I will share my glory with no one. No one, no man, nobody. So while we're trying to change the glory and change the image of God to the likeness of a corruptible man, he said, God will let us go and do what's in our own heart and to dishonor ourselves, because we're changing the truth of God into a lie. And we worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. I want to tell you, child, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. There's a testimony that comes with being still. There's faith that comes with being still. There's faith that comes with knowing your God. Verse 46 down at verse 9, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the heathen. I will be exalted to the ends of the earth. Child of God, we need to see God's hand in our life. But we need to be still to see it. You need to be still and see exactly where he's at in your life. Half of us is running so fast, we don't know where he's at or what he's doing. But tonight, I want to declare unto you, the glory of God is your covering. Child of God, I want to declare unto you tonight, the river that's flowing from Emmanuel's vein is what we have to stay connected to. The life is in the blood, child of God. You don't have to keep flapping your wings and outrunning storms and trials and tribulations. Get under the refuge and turn to the storm. And let God be the wind beneath your wings. I declare unto you, you'll soar for hours. The eagle soared for 5 hours and never flapped one time. Can you imagine just seeing a bird just soaring for 5 hours, never flap his wings once? That's trust in God. That's faith. And he covered over 100 miles doing it. You had to cover some ground today, child of God. Come on. Come on. We're going to connect. We're all connecting all over this world so that we can cover some ground. And we ain't flapping. We ain't running from no storms. We ain't running from the devil. Come by the devil. Shot. We turning and we going up in the spirit and we going to soar for a while. Praise God. Tell him, give me that. Tell him to give you that. Tell him you want it. Tell him you trust him. Hey, man, can I pray? Father, I thank you today, God. Always praying, but never over the air. But I feel a special anointing to break and destroy yokes this day. And I speak over the ears of the listeners. I speak over the souls that may come across this on MCI Radio, even on Facebook land. I speak this night in the name of Jesus that stillness come. Hallelujah. That we rest in the Lord. That the peace of God that passeth all understanding begin to keep your people's heart and mind in the knowledge of God. I thank you today, God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God. And I speak training into the hearts and mind of your people that they would learn, hallelujah, to execute in the spirit. Hallelujah, that they would demolish, destroy, utterly the devices of the enemy. That they would look the storm in the face. Hallelujah. And that they would let your spirit take them higher. And we begin to soar. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. Stay tuned for some awesome announcements.
Praise the Lord, saints of God. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If this message has been a blessing to you, consider letting us make you a undisputed champion in Christ. Partner with us by sowing a seed to $champions in Christ. We, hallelujah, know that if it's in the word, it's undisputed. God bless.